DBF. I'm going to make this one my final because I got to go get in the deer blind here. It's that time of year again where I got to start thinning the herd. There's two sides to that. I see people that want to be important but don't have the skill set or work ethic to be important. And then those same people, I think they want to be important because they think with that comes more money. I've seen people that are basically secretaries, no offense to secretaries, asking for like a six-figure salary, and it's just like, this doesn't even make sense. It could also hurt you, too, to where if you're the only piece of that puzzle that knows how to do this, and you keep all that information to you, I'm not saying you, Sean, because you have a very unique skill set, but Sam withholding information from the team in theory making myself irreplaceable, at least in my world, that's hurt the team way more than it's helped. I worked with an older lady a few places back, and she was notorious for that. She would give you next to no information and keep it all close to her. So she thought she was in control, had the power, irreplaceable, yada, yada, yada. So it really depends on the work life, the work dynamic, and how you guys operate. I think it's unique to each company and each team. But ultimately, you all need to figure out what works best for the team and the goal at hand. Because, your protocols are not going to be the same as mine or fit what I do and yada, yada, yada. And here I am rambling. So I'm going to clear out. Maybe I'll catch you guys on my way out of here. I'm only going to sit until sunset at 6:30. So I'm not going to be out here long. So I'll catch you guys later. N8DBF.
See you later, Dakota. Sean.